KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Final couple of minutes here. Can't end the week without checking in with the sponsor of this program. That's Roger Egan from Bear River Lodge. Two sure signs that spring has arrived or will be shortly. One is conference weekend, which will turn things over to conference coverage starting at 9:30 actually this morning. So a little more or a little less actually than an hour away. Maria Chaleos will kick all of that off at 9:30, the first session of the general conference for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints coming up at 10. We'll take you live to Temple Square. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that Roger Eggett is hauling wheeled vehicles up to the cabins at Bear River Lodge. That's got to be a sure sign spring is here.
It is so exciting to think spring is coming. And you know what? The snow is melting and we've got side-by-sides with wheels on them instead of snow tracks. So that is exciting.
Yeah. We may have people that are listening to this. Now, we're recording on Friday, but as they listen to this, they're looking at some snow on the ground saying, what are you people talking about? Because we've got another round that might bring 16 inches to the high country. So, but the temperatures are right back to 70 by Thursday of next week.
Yeah, please tell me we're going to turn this spigot off sometime. We're done. Let's get on with summer and spring and have some fun.
Well, and by the way, that sentiment is coming from a guy that loves to snowmobile, grew up snowmobiling. But at some point, you're right, you do have to turn the page here. Some of our best memories at the cabins, quite frankly, have been in April and May.
April, May is such a fun time. One of my favorite videos is of Jamie and her sister riding the side-by-side in the mud. And I'm taking a picture, and they're just splashing me with mud. So it's a fun time to get out there and explore. It's just fun to go see the forest.
Yeah, and really be able to open up the windows and enjoy that fresh air without hunkering down somewhere. The views are always fantastic from the cabins, but you've got some great deals for April and May if people want to jump in. Is it still a buy one, get one, or no?
Yes, it's buy one, get one from now till Memorial Day. And it's, you know, we do that because it's a transition time. And it is a goofy time up here. We don't know, like you said, if it's going to snow or sunshine or rain, you know. And so it's a goofy transition time. But we do rent one, get one free on all machines and all cabins. So come stay and play. Yeah, it might rain one day and sunshine the next or snow the next. But you're getting rent one, get one free, so come up and enjoy it.
Well, and by the way, I don't want to downplay the importance of snow, and it certainly is important for your business as long as it comes early and stays there, which has been a challenge, I know, for you this season and for a lot of others, including resorts who got a late start. But one of the stories we did on Utah's Morning News just Friday of this week, yesterday, was that water equivalency, the snow water equivalency, is a record, even beating 1983. And some of our reporting stations around the state, and some of them are up north where you are, were reporting 280% of normal. That is fantastic news.
Yes, there is a lot of snow still in these mountains, and I'm sure it's heavy snow and a lot of water. Typically, this time of year, we have no snow on our property, and we can see the snow a mile away, but there's none on our property. As of today, we have over 3 feet of snow sitting at Bear River Lodge. So there's a lot of snow.
With all of your years of experience, what do you think that means for the opening of Mirror Lake Highway?
Well, last year we didn't open it until the last week of June. They shoot to get it open by Memorial Day. My guess is it'll be open the first or second week of June this year based on current snow levels.
Yeah, and with your extensive experience up there, I would take that to the bank. The other thing is that all of this water really adds to a spectacular spring view of some waterfalls up there along that drive.
Oh, yes. You know, one of my favorite times is going along that Mirror Lake Highway in May. Even before they open it, just come up from the Evanston side, go to Bear River Lodge, and drive towards Mirror Lake, and the water just gushes out of the mountains. It is truly spectacular. And if you go back and look at my Instagram, every May I post pictures of the water just gushing out of the mountains. It is beautiful.
And it's one of the reasons why, as much as some people would like to have 70 to 75 degree sort of San Diego-like weather every day, I don't think I could go back to living someplace where we didn't have a changing of the seasons because each one feels so special.
Yeah, it is. And spring is spectacular. You know, you and I would talk about every season being spectacular. And they are. But, yeah, right now is a fun time to get out and see the forest.
Don't pass up, that is, on these opportunities to save yourself some money and get away for a buy one, get one night up at the cabins. Remind everybody where to find you online, Raj.
Go to BearRiverLodge.com. You can book online. You can call us. It has our numbers on there. We can host families from 2 people to 26 people. So whatever size your family, come stay in a cabin.
Can I still be lazy and order a Big Raj burger right there in the parking lot, too?
You can get Big Raj burger or Little Raj pancakes, whichever one you want, Cam.
Maybe one of each. How's that? That sounds like that sounds like a good day to me. All right, sir. Good luck. I know you got work to do in hauling those wheeled machines up there today, but thanks for checking in.
Hey, thank you. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
All right, just a reminder again that Maria Chaleos will have 30 minutes of a greenhouse show, and then coming up at 9:30, the first of our what we call shoulder programming, special programming surrounding the sessions of General Conference coming up here on KSL. Hope you have a great weekend, and I'll be back with you Monday with Amanda starting at 5 for Utah's Morning News.